Yeah.
The suppliers do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You need it.
No.
All right, it's 9:02. Welcome to the Gloucester County Commissioners Court meeting for Friday, June 14, 2019. I'm going to declare that a quorum is present and ready for business. We're going to start the meeting by asking Ms. Gentry to say the prayer and to have Mr. Nicholson lead us in the pledges to the two flags.
Father God, we thank you for your many blessings and for your continued hand upon our county and our nation. And we just thank you in advance for the wisdom that you will give us in making our decisions that concern our citizens. I ask that you would be with those that stand between us and harm's way each and every day. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. On the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
All right, item two, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, auditor reports, treasurer's reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500. Upshur County Emergency Services District Financial Statement and Independent Audit. Employee Benefits Consulting Agreement. Certificate of Liability Insurance from Material Resources, Inc. And applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
I make the motion to record stated items A through F.
Second.
So we had a motion and a second that we adopt items 2A through F. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Aye. Except for payroll. Abstain.
Motion passes 4.5. Number 3, discuss and take action to record certification by county auditor of the receipt of additional revenue received after the beginning of the fiscal year and to adopt a special budget for it.
Motion to record. Item 3.
Second.
Motion and a second that we record the certification by the auditor of the receipt of additional road revenue is outlined on item number 3. Any further discussion?
What is this exactly?
I think Mr. Burka can answer that.
Okay.
Just some road repair reimbursements that when some of these loggers and or truckers of some kind destroy our roads in some way, we and Mr. Jordan gets involved with it, talks to them and finds that and gives them an indication of the road damage, and then either gets a donation or they pay for the road damage.
Any further discussion? There being a motion and a second, we'll vote. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
None are opposed. Motion passes 5-0.
How much money was it?
It was a total of $5,478.
$5,478. Thank you.
Number 4, discuss and take action to accept for recording the plat for Eagle Estates, Phase 3, Block 1.
Okay, I have a request from Mr. Carl Stevens to file and record Phase 3 and to also put on Eagle's Perch Road into county inventory. I have spoken to Andy you have any comments?
The road looks good, the plat looks good. The only thing is, I'm going on record again stating, the way this was platted, it's not platted to be a thoroughfare. It is simply platted to go down to the cul-de-sac because of the right-of-ways which they put in the plat. So I just want it on record that this can never be a thoroughfare. Other than that, everything looks great.
Good point. Thank you, Mr. Jordan.
Thank you, Judge.
Make a motion we accept the Eagle Estate Phase 3, Block 1, and put Eagles Perch onto a 2-year wait list.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve and accept for recording the plat for Eagle Estates Phase 3, Block 1. And the record will note Mr. Jordan's observations about that road, that it will serve as a cul-de-sac, and it's not scheduled to be a thoroughfare. Any further discussion?
We'll vote on 4 and 5.
Just 4.
Because he put 4 in.
Right. That's okay. It's all right.
What did I do? I'm sorry.
You didn't do nothing.
We're just recording the plat.
You're
in my motion.
It's all good in the neighborhood. 4. You do. You ever been out there?
No, sir. I was just curious if it was unusual for a road to not be a thoroughfare. I mean, is that?
Yeah, it's unusual because if they try to put I-20 out there and say we're not paying enough to keep that road up, Mr. Jordan's telling them that ain't what you applied for. You see what we're saying? This guy wants a road to a cul-de-sac. What you don't want is to get ridden, you know, and say, oh, we're going to tie on to that and go 5 more miles and you're going to pay for that road too. We're making it clear this is the conditions. You want us to approve your plat. It's got a road on it to the cul-de-sac and it's not going past there until we all talk about it again. And then the way Mr. Jordan covered us, my office would get the records from when we talked about it. Say, here's what we all were told back when we approved that. But that's a good question. Any further discussion on 4?
Where county is this?
259 and 154, that northeast little corner. It's over behind Magnolia Ridge, Kingland Trailwicks subdivision. It's off of Siegel Road.
It's in Diab, in other words.
Yes, okay. I'm sorry. I was giving you more than you asked for.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Those in favor of number 4, please indicate.
Aye.
None opposed. Motion passes 5-0. Number 5, discuss and take action to accept Eagle's Perch into the 2-year waiting period for the county road inventory.
I make a motion we accept Eagle's Perch into county road inventory for 2-year waiting list.
Second.
Motion and a second that we accept the Eagle's Perch project into the 2-year waiting period for the county road inventory. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 6, discuss and take action to approve the purchase of a copy machine for the auditor's office with payment to be issued out of the office machines and equipment budget line. Did anybody here want to speak to that?
Our machine is getting pretty old and it's very temperamental. We can't put it aside the bills and make a copy and walk away from the standard basis.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. We approve the new copy machine for the auditor's office. Any further discussion?
Where's the old equipment going?
We're trading it in. We're trading in CID's machine. The jail one we bought last year is going to be moved to CID's and we're going to move ours to the jail machine. The book in and jail, they use less than 200 copies a month, so it should be.
And it looks like the cost of this is $4,566, less a trade-in allowance of $700 of some parts of some sort. But out the door, it's $3,866 cost to the county.
Who you getting it from?
TLC Office Systems.
That's over the law, right?
It's a Sharp black and white imaging system.
TLC involved?
I guess, I don't know. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote. Those in favor of the new copy machine, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. All right, item seven, we're going to hear from Shelley Smith with CASA regarding the child safety fee and discuss what to do about it. Thank you for coming.
You're welcome, Judge. Does anybody need, I know that you've all seen the information, but I brought packets again, just in case anybody didn't have their information and they needed it.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I got mine.
Does anybody else need one?
I've got one. I didn't bring with me.
Okay, well, I'm going to give one, just in case. Just in case you want a question, I don't have. Dustin?
I'll pass it down.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
There's three of them.
That's okay, I've got mine in the office, and we'll look at this in a minute.
So I presented on the child safety fee already about 6 or 7 weeks ago. So just for some reminder information for Philip's purposes, even though he knows all about this, this is a administrative fee that can be associated to a vehicle license registration that is allowed by the Texas Administrative Code and by the Texas Penal Code for child safety programs within a county. The Commissioner's Court has the authority to implement this fee at the rate of 50 cents, a dollar, or $1.50, and it's highly being used across the state. I provided you with statistics on what counties are utilizing it, what counties are not utilizing it, and what that information is looking like. The Commissioner's Court had asked me to get more detail because it has the authority to allow a percentage to go to the municipalities. It is not required that you do that, but you do have the permission to do that as a portion of that, and so that is broken down in your analysis of what that looks like as well. If the court decides to implement this fee, you determine what child safety programs are eligible for that fee. I'm not specifically asking for this for CASA, but child safety programs that provide services within Upshur County to be eligible to access those funds. At a minimum, we would be looking at a revenue of $17,000 or $18,000 to be able to be used for programs that benefit children within your community. 50 cents would be the minimum, and just based on my conversations and a recent poll taken on social media, your citizens seem to be in support of the willingness to do 50 cents for the safety of children within their community. For CASA specifically, it's critically important. We've been serving this community for 25 years, saving taxpayers' fees for attorneys' fees, with volunteers who reside and live in this community, and volunteers from other communities to ensure that children who have been put in dangerous child abuse and neglect situations have a voice in the court system. And we're only serving about 45% of those children right now. Additional funding provides more support, more recruitment, and more visibility to be able to provide more advocates for those children. So, does anyone have any questions? You know, if the court decides to implement this fee, then it's a rollover, it becomes effective January 1st, and then would go on a calendar year, not a fiscal year, is the way the fee runs.
Could we pay the fee? I'm sorry, my name's Tammy Anderson. Could we pay the fee?
We can't hardly hear up here.
Could we pay the fee? Where's the fee coming from?
When you go license your car, it would cost you another 50 cents.
When you go register your car.
Okay, so it's adding a fee to
all car registrations, trailers, motorcycles.
Any vehicle that's registered within the county is a 50 cent administration fee, no different than Road and Bridge. It's the same type of administrative fee.
I guess I'm a little confused, because COS is a volunteer organization, right?
It is a volunteer organization. We are a volunteer nonprofit organization.
And the fee would go to CASA or?
No, ma'am. Okay. This fee can be used for any child safety program within the county. The Commissioner's Court determines what the fee is associated for. We are requesting that fee because we do not receive county funding, but we are a service to the county. As a nonprofit, our advocates provide services within the court system that saves the county attorney's fees. Thousands of dollars in attorney's fees by volunteers working within the community. But the Sheriff's Department has asked for this fee to be implemented for child safety programs that they do through drug abuse and prevention. The Child Advocacy Center that serves to do child interviews within the county could also utilize this funding to upgrade their offices and do things here when they do child interviews. There are several programs within the community that would meet the qualifications that are defined by the Commissioner's Court that the statute gives them authority to do within the county. So it's not specific. I mean, I would love to say, yes, CASA would like all 17,000 or whatever the Commissioner's Court decided to do, but I don't think that's fair. I think there's a lot of programs that are very beneficial within the community that don't have the support they need that could benefit from this fee.
So you're just one part of it for your organization?
Yes.
Well, if y'all do this, and I'm talking to the whole court, it has to be used under this provision of the Texas Code of Criminal Procedure. And so the district attorney's office and the sheriff's office would be involved in that. Ms. Smith, I don't think there's anybody here that would doubt all the good CASA does, because they do. That is really something we get an advantage from. And so there's no doubt about that.
How are you funded now?
We are a hodgepodge of funding. We get state funding from the Crime Victims Compensation, from Victims of Crime Act. We get local grant and organizational funding, and we do fundraising.
I asked you this question the last time you were here, mm-hmm. and you indicated that you were. Are you fully funded right now?
I am fully funding for the staff and the volunteers that I currently have. But you have to understand that my definition of fully funded is for what I'm serving at this moment, which is only 56% of the children that are in care, and in Upshur County is 45% of the children in care. We need to be serving 100% of all the children that are removed, and your county is one of the highest growing in removals at this moment. In the last 3 months, we've seen double the amount of removals that we've received, that we've ever gotten in the last 10 years for Upshur County. The amount of removals are tremendous over the last 3 to 6 months. They've added new CPS staff in Upshur County. We've added more volunteers over here. And so it's a difficult question to say, are we fully funded? We're fully funded for what we have available at this moment. We are not fully funded to have any growth. So for us to have more volunteers, to have more staff to support those volunteers, and to do more targeted recruitment in Upshur County, we are not fully funded for that.
Yes, sir, Mr.
I've worked with the police departments in the Metroplex, and one of the things that's really
need to stand up, we can hear you better.
All right. One of the things that's really a great benefit to the residents in the Metroplex is the police departments giving out child safety seats free and have the training about how you buckle in a child and everything, and I believe that comes from that child safety fee. And I don't know if the Sheriff's Department does that, but for 50 cents a year or a dollar, whatever, that's a great program to have for county residents, those who have little kids, and you know, give them a free child safety seat for their car. So it was very beneficial, made an impression on me when I found out about it, so I just wanted to put that in there.
Thank you, sir.
It is something that's actually, usually, your child welfare board and your police departments work together to organize that, so.
Ms. Gentry. The service has been involved in that here in the past, or they done a child safety seat check, I believe. I don't know if they actually gave them new seats, but they did check to see if the ones they had were, you know, working properly.
Okay, hold on a second, Ms. Gentry, you're next.
That's what I was gonna say, our extension service does that, and they are in conjunction with TxDOT and A&M, and they had, I think, three. They don't do it every year, but like every other year, and Kristen, you can tell me, I don't know if they have one planned for next year or not.
I believe so, I would say, I mean, I wasn't here last year when they did it, because I've only been in since October, so I'd have to ask Julie, but I can ask her for sure, and see if she has one planned for next year.
But that's, you know, instead of us using, I'm just saying that because there's no sense in us using funds for something that the state will do in conjunction with our extension office. To me, that's a double deal, and they, you know, put our money somewhere else.
I don't think, and I'm not really speaking for anything one way or another, and I'm coming to you, Mr. Jordan. This really isn't a child car seat issue. This is not a pitch up here, but I take it for car seats. If y'all want to see what we're going through, come up here someday. I wish Mr. Wallace was in here when we do CPS dockets.
He's actually in court this morning.
Okay, they're down the street today. You know, it's just not, I mean, you're dealing with bigger problems, breakdown of the family, just a mess. So I just didn't want the court to get the idea, hey, if we vote to do this, we're going to see more, we're going to buy everybody infant seats. I don't think that's what she's saying. It's not what Greg was saying, but it's just something they can do among many other things. You know, I mean, some of these kids need a new pair of sneakers and a clean shirt to wear to school next August. Or some of them might need something for whatever, you know. Volunteers, a lot of them don't, they're living on a limited income because a lot of them are retired. You know, they don't have the money for gas always to travel back and forth. I'll come back to you, Mr. Jordan.
I've dealt with CASA for the last 7.5 years. CASA is a wonderful organization. As far as paying for them, that's y'all's business. I can tell you from my personal experience, CASA has been very influential with the children we have had in our home, the children we've adopted. We currently have two. Our CASA worker is absolutely wonderful. Yes, it is a financial burden on that worker to come to the house. She's always wanting to bring the kids Happy Meals or little coloring books or things like that. As far as this fee, one question I have is, and don't think I'm against it any way, shape, or form. One thing that I would like to see is with the development and all the work that the court has done with the Children's Board for Upshur County, hopefully some of this money could go to help that board and get it caught up. Yeah, Upshur County is the furthest behind on the Child Welfare Board.
Absolutely.
Anywhere else that we've dealt with.
I would highly encourage that. We utilize the Child Welfare Board. We've been very encouraging with them over the last 2 years to get them to grow because they're such a resource for our kids and our family. We use the Child Welfare Board in every community that we work in. So absolutely, that would be, that's a benefit to us if they receive a portion of this funding.
Right.
My recommendation to the court would be that you, if you approve this fee, you do an application process for the agencies that are eligible. Have them put in a request to you for how much funding they want and what they're going to use the money for. That is what we do in other counties, and that's the standard process is, you know, this is the allocation that we have and the money that we have and what are you going to do with it. It holds the agencies accountable, which we should be accountable to whatever federal or county funds we're getting, and then it allows you to see what we intend to do with that money.
I think if people want to donate to an organization or a program, They ought to be able to do that. I do that on my own. And I think it ought to be voluntary. I don't think that it's right to add an additional tax to the citizens that don't have opportunity to vote for that tax. If it was a ballot issue and they wanted to do it, I think it's fantastic. I think you just jump all over it. And that becomes then voluntary. But just to arbitrarily throw a fee, a tax, onto the citizenry without their involvement, I see you have another section here on the agenda, and I think I can jump on board with that pretty easily. But just put a tax on the citizenry without their involvement.
Hold on now, everybody, I'm watching. Don't y'all wish Austin officials felt the same way Mr. Burka does and didn't throw any tax on people without asking us or make us do stuff without funding us? Anyway, you're next. And I'll behind you, you're this lady here. Mm-hmm. Then I'll get to you.
I was going to kind of say what Mr. Burka said, but I also wanted to make sure that I understood. I think that she said that in the end of the news, it's a two-part question. If there's only limited things that this money could be used for, I mean, it just would be free willing to do whatever you want to do with it.
Correct.
And like the child seat thing, basically is needed because of what we've already discussed. What are some of the other things that this type, what are some of the other categories, I guess, that these funds can be used for?
The code is very specific. The code is very specific to what the commissioner's court can allow. They have to be to enhance child safety, health, nutrition, child abuse and prevention, which is where we qualify, and drug and alcohol prevention. They have to be child related for those and meet those eligible criteria. So it's child specific, child abuse and prevention, health and nutrition, and so the code outlines what you're eligible to do with that.
Hold on, Ms. Gentry. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm just glad that the children are not here to see how the adults really feel about them. We speak of 50 cents a year. 50 cents a year. I'm going to cost a lot of you.
You know what the Apostle Paul says about a man that won't support his children? Says he's denied the faith and he's worse than an infidel. The problem is the people need to be down there in that jail that won't be the fathers they're supposed to be and work, support their children and nurture them like they're supposed to.
Amen.
I got another comment. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Judge, I'd just like to say I hear what Mr. Burke has said. And I hear what everybody else has. I have children. But now there are some taxpayers that are having problems buying license tags already. And you go add that to them, that's going to be an additional burden. Now, that's just my opinion.
That's a valid opinion. Yes, sir.
At 50 cents a year, that's less than a penny. You know. 50 cents a year, that's 4 cents a month, and that doesn't that figure close to 48 cents? And the people, like you said, that won't support their children, put them in jail. If they want to eat, put them out here working on the side of the road.
And Judge, may I respond to Mr.
Burke? Yeah, hold on just a minute. I think everybody's for the kids, but anytime you say you're going to make somebody pay something, it kind of gets touchy. And I skip Ms. Gentry before I let you go. Ms. Gentry.
We are not against kids at all. I've had kids that I've raised that have gone through the system too. And I did that. There wasn't help. There wasn't anybody that stepped in, and I did it because that's what you do. Todd was talking about, you know, the Bible says that's referring to, I think, your children. And as churches, we're supposed to meet the needs of our community. But the Bible says if man don't work, he don't eat. And so, you know, how much do you put off on someone else? This is an additional tax. We right now, for every child that comes through the system or comes through our courts, they get an attorney. The mama gets an attorney and the daddy gets an attorney. That's all with taxpayer dollars. We don't get a choice in that. I'm not against helping, but I think it should be a voluntary thing. I think we should seek TxDOT and have it where when you go register your car, if you want to donate a dollar or have a dollar added to your thing and have it designated for that, they have license plates that are designated for that. I'm for the jury fee if somebody wants to donate for that. But I have not one person that I've asked out where I'm living, I ask them, what do you think about that? And they think, I don't want to have to pay anything. If I want to donate something or I want to do something, I want to do it because I want to, not because I'm forced to. I'm already, you know, they look at me and go, you already make me pay enough. And so that's, you know, it's a hard spot to be in because you've got this hand and this hand, and then we're the person that's responsible for making that decision. And
my argument to that, to both of those is, I don't like the word tax. It's an administrative fee. You do it for road and bridge, so you can do it for other things that benefit your community. Because if you want to make that argument, then you need to take road and bridge off that factor, because that supplies the funding to support your roads in your community. This supplies the funding to support the children in your community. So it's not, it's no different. They don't have a choice to pay for their road and bridge because that fee is an additional fee that the commissioner's court added. This is an additional fee to benefit the children in your community in several different areas. And so it's the same concept as an administrative fee. Road and bridge is no different. And you use that, and that was not a question. The only question here is because you're supporting programs for children, and some of those may be nonprofit entities. But from our aspect, we're a little bit different. Our volunteers are court appointed. So you may have that attorney for mom, an attorney for dad, an attorney for child, but you could have two attorneys for children, or you could have one attorney that serves in dual roles that has double the amount of hours that they would have had they not had a cost of volunteer working for them. And we included in the paper just a random estimate of what we've saved the county in possible attorney's fees for the last year, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, because our volunteers spend a large amount of time in these cases and going out to see these kids that these attorneys cannot do because they have such a high caseload. So our entity is a little bit different from that aspect. Your sheriff's department uses taxpayers' funds to provide services to the community that you fund. And so I just make the argument that the road and bridge fee is no different than a child safety fee. You use it to benefit the citizens of your community by fixing their roads. Use this fee to benefit the citizens of your community by fixing your children.
It's not.
Thank you for being here. We need to get this wrapped up pretty soon. Pretty quick, please, Mr. Jordan.
There is a difference between this and road and bridge. Everybody in this room uses road and bridge. They use their roads, they use their bridges. And I've been for you all along, and don't take this, but now you touch the nerve. Everybody in this room does not have children.
No, I understand.
So technically you're right, or technically you're wrong.
I know, but
it's apples and oranges. Everybody does use roads, but everybody does not have children.
But even you know that any of these children that come into the system and their parents and everything that's involved, if you take it as a whole, how much costs the taxpayers of this community?
And I'm not arguing that one bit. I'm already one specific topic.
Yes.
Is all I'm talking about.
That's the only example I have.
But I'm the other side of that exactly.
I know.
Judge, I'm going to make a request that we take no action on number 7 and move on to number 8.
Okay. Just so everybody knows, I don't hide from stuff. I think all y'all are finding out I don't hide. I don't think 50 cents a license plate would hurt anybody, and personally, I'd be for it. But I'm just one guy up here. I vote, but I don't make motions, and I won't second one. So, just so the rest of y'all know how I would drift on this, I don't think there's consensus up here for this today, but I don't want you to leave here thinking everybody doesn't appreciate what y'all do. How do you put a price tag on a child getting to have Mr. Jordan and his wife for parents that's going to grow up with opportunity? You can't price the virtue of one human being. So it's not, you know, nobody doubts what COS is doing, but I just want to state that to the court. So what we're going to do right now, thank you for your presentation. Item number eight is to take action and discuss and take action on the request from CASA to be placed. No, we're still on seven. Discuss and take action regarding implementation and use of a 50 cent fee on our license plate registrations that would go toward child enhancement, ultimately CASA, item seven.
That's the one I asked to take no action on.
That discussion's over. We've got to beat this horse to death. Okay, motion to do what, sir?
Take no action on number seven.
I've got a motion that we take no action.
I'm going to second it.
Okay, it's a motion and a second, we take no action. Any further discussion?
Is this kind of out saying no, Frank? Or are you just saying not now?
It's tantamount to taking no action.
In other words, you're not rejecting the request.
You're just taking no action on it.
And my second is I'm going to contact TxDOT to see if there's some kind of way that we can put something on their registration form for a donation.
Those in favor of the motion that we take no action, please indicate.
Aye.
Okay, those opposed? Be all by myself up here. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can go back to your people and tell them, well, I talked the judge into it, I think, but not the rest of them. But we're glad you came. No, there's no dispute. I wouldn't even tolerate that. Y'all are golden. Okay, but, you know, this is the legislative process, and there's good reasons on both sides of this. Okay, thank you. Number eight, discuss and take action on a request from CASA to be placed on the jury duty donation form.
I make a motion to place them on the donation form.
And I second.
See, I think you got a vote coming on that. It's a motion and a second that we place a donation box that would allow jurors to donate their jury fee to CASA that come up here for jury service. Any further discussion on that?
It's effective as of today. So any jury after today is
I would say correct. Yes.
Well, the rule is as soon as administratively feasible. I think I've got a jury coming in here pretty quick. And, you know, if they can't get the forms done by then, not in trouble with anybody. Okay, we've got number eight under discussion. I got a question.
I just got one question. Sure. I think that's absolutely wonderful, by the way, to allow jurors to do that. Are there any other entities that, and if so, what are they, that jurors can donate their jury
there won't,
fee to?
There won't be on the form.
Okay.
Because, you know.
I just was curious.
But
I think that's a great incentive for CASA and
thank you. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Okay. Thank everybody for coming. The commissioners stay here. Do we sign all of our documents that need to be signed?
Number nine.
Number nine, sir.
Somebody got to make a motion.
Well, yeah. y'all going to let me do this or not? If I adjourn, I can't thank them for coming.
Motion to adjourn.
Take the helm there, Mr. Spock. Get the starch, get the Enterprise dog. Okay, thank y'all for coming. Is there a motion to adjourn? Let Mr. Burke make it.
I did make it.
Okay. He hadn't waited to adjourn. Is there a second to the motion to adjourn?
Second. Down here.
Motion and second to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank y'all again for coming.
Crazy. Here's all this.
You are crazy.
Just